USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed 8 people, 6 of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As some areas in Europe are locking down amid a surge in COVID cases, some are looking to learn how Florida handled the pandemic. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours.
France's prime minister also announced that the country would resume administering the AstraZeneca vaccine after an 8-day suspension. France and several other European countries put a halt on the vaccine rollout after multiple people developed blood clots after getting the vaccines. The European Medicines Association has said there is no increase in the risk of blood clots after getting the AstraZeneca shot. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
20 Texas lawmakers have sent a letter to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calling on him to sue the Biden administration over the surge of illegal crossings at the southern border. The letter sent earlier this week calls for a return of the public health protections, known as Title 42, that were enacted by the Trump administration. Under Title 42, anyone caught illegally crossing the border was turned away as a measure intended to curb the spread of coronavirus. Representative Pat Fallon is one of the lawmakers who signed onto that letter. He tells Newsmax TV that the White House is putting people at risk with their policy of dispersing migrants throughout the country without testing them for COVID.
You can't have one person come from Canada legally into the country because of the coronavirus, because we fear that we're all going to get corona. Okay. But you're going to allow hundreds of thousands. In fact, in February last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know, it's a really good idea. Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil, but apparently they're not following the science. It makes no sense whatsoever. They're just trying to appease their radical progressive leftist base at the expense of the American people.
And for just the 9th time in NCAA tournament history, a 15 seed has sent a 2 seed packing in the first round. The Oral Roberts Golden Eagles, champions of the Summit League, defeated the 2nd seeded Ohio State Buckeyes 75-72 in overtime Friday in their South Regional matchup. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.